Hey friends, people might call what happens at midlife a crisis, but according to Brené Brown, it's not. It's more of an unraveling. It's a time when you feel this desperate pull to live the life you want to live, not the one you're supposed to live or the one you are living. And this unraveling is a time when you're so challenged by the universe to let go of who you've become, who you think you're supposed to be,
yeah.
and to embrace who you are. And she
I love
said,
that.
I do too.
I love that.
Unraveling.
I know.
It's a time when you might want to start over or to just undo this whole piece of your life or to have a second or third or fourth story in your arsenal. And this
yes.
is what's on our minds today, right, Jan?
It is. Excuse me, Mary. We are take two, and I am Jan.
And I'm Mary.
Yes. And we are so excited to talk about second stories, or as Mary said, third stories, fourth stories, whatever story you're on, right? And we just want to talk about the unraveling because we had this question with each other. Who are our listeners? Who wants to listen to what we have to say?
Who the what? Heck is out there?
Who is it? And who do we want to serve? Who do we want to share our second, third, fourth stories with, and to try to encourage and give tools or share the things that we've learned along the way? And that's we're going to call our people second story people.
Yes,
that's who
we are.
Want to serve. That's who we want to serve, right?
Yeah, and that's at any age, right? You can
yes.
have a second story at any point in your life.
Any point. Exactly. So and that was sort of our where we were, because we want to help whoever is on the second story and beyond. So because last week we were talking about the challenge of the misconception of creativity and why it scares some of us, and we steer away from it because we don't think that we are creators. So our argument is that we're all creators, and we know we can be scary. And with that, so it just sort of led into
ambiguity.
Oh my God.
Ambiguity.
Mary, ambiguity. That's it.
Ambiguous word.
Oh,
are you there?
Mary, did I lose you? Mary.
I'm back.
Okay.
I'm here. Yeah. I don't know. A little flash went away. I don't know.
And here I was. I was struggling with the word ambiguity. I was like, and thinking, waiting for you to drop in. And I'm like, Mary, where are you?
And I did drop in. You just didn't hear me.
I did.
Oh, well, it's fine.
My God.
An ambiguous moment.
Yes. Ambiguity versus certainty. So the ambiguity is what can be unclear and makes us feel uncomfortable, where we think we have certainty, where we want to find safety and what we think is certain. But really, is anything
mm-hmm.
certain? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I
yeah.
think depending on where you are in your story, both of those could paralyze you in which way to go. I know I've been there. I've been paralyzed by both. I've been paralyzed by both and actually probably hung on to certainty or what I thought was certain longer than I should have.
Ditto. This all reminded me of a story which we didn't talk about, but I have a 15-year-old granddaughter who just yesterday moved from her family's home to our extended family's home in Montana. So she moved from Washington Ooh. State to Montana, 15.
Wow.
And she's not liked school for a very long time. She's struggled a lot. She's found some pathways through it and she's doing it. But she loves horses and she's doing something that she's never done before, just to go live with people she doesn't even know. I mean,
wow.
they are our family, but she doesn't know them and she doesn't know this place. She doesn't know the culture of the way this family lives. And it's such
wow.
a bold thing.
Wow,
such
that
a
is
bold thing. And there's
and
so
I'm gonna
much
say, what
ambiguity.
What part of Montana? What part of Montana?
It's Western Montana. So it's near
okay.
north of Missoula. But there's so much ambiguity and uncertainty and little feels certain to her, except she has her horse with her. And so, I don't know, it's just such a wonderful situation. And I know that there's a lot of fear, because there's, when we don't know what, how something's going to turn out, we get, we have this uncertainty of the outcome.
Oh God.
Feeling incapable, or of course, missing family, or doing things that you feel like a fool because you didn't know what to do. And all of that, you know, that stuff's old. That's from childhood. I mean, our childhoods, we've had those experiences of, and then we box ourselves in, unable to do certain things. We feel like we can't do them and we feel stuck. But we can unravel that, right, Jan? We can unravel that fear when it comes.
Oh my God. It's those fucking old stories, right? That those stories that I want to go back to, because that's the certainty. That was my past. Mm-hmm. And those are the things that happened to me. And I know that, right? And for whatever reason, that gives a sense of safety. And to me, it's like, wait, what? And so, but then in that, you're creating, you're putting old stories on new people. And that isn't, I would have to disagree that that's actually a healthy place to be, you know, but if a situation is ambiguous and you're wanting to create a safety within yourself, you all of a sudden put this old story or a past story, and so I'm actually in the midst of that. I'm deleting all of these old stories. It's like
stories.
Cut that tie, right? So my mindset has to reframe itself. I have to release that and still feel safe. Mm-hmm. And still feel safe. Yeah,
it's really funny. I was telling you last week how ambiguity doesn't really bother me. It does bother people around me a lot, because I mean, right now there's so much uncertainty about how things are going in our lives, in all of our lives. But for me, ambiguity is pretty much okay. I have this double feeling of appreciating it.
I love so much. It inspires me. It inspires me.
Maybe it's crazy, but I do feel okay with not knowing. And I'm willing to try things out. And I think I've gotten more that way as I've gotten older.
I feel
more free to try stuff that I don't know how it's going to turn out or if I can do it even. And I'm not so invested in the outcome as I used to be. I'm much more about the whole process of getting there. Like, like those choose your own adventure books. Remember those?
Yes. Yes. And that is just, it is like, I think that's part of the certainty that we are married to the outcome. And we think that's, but we really, we don't know. And it's okay not to know. It's okay.
Yeah. But you talked about that in dance, about how there isn't, I love this thought about how there isn't always ambiguity in everything, in creating, right? And so you said that in dance, that's, tell me about that.
Well, for a dancer, and I feel like maybe because it's a creative art, but it's also athleticism. So you've got that mixture of using your body. So you have to create fundamentals. It has to be structured. It has to be a repetitive. There really is an ambiguity in a training process there. Excuse me. And so in that, or well, now I'm like going around and around in my head, but in the creating process, say for the choreographer or for a movement, there is ambiguity, because sometimes I know when I'm creating in my head and then I place it on the dancer on a real body, it doesn't connect.
Doesn't work.
But then and then you move out of the ambiguity and you want certainty within the process of the musicality, the steps for your performance level. So you feel safety in that certainty to create ambiguity.
That's wild. but actually, in every art form, there's that. That's interesting, because in the making, there can be both ambiguity and certainty. But in the viewing of it, the accepting it, the perceiving of it, there's a lot of ambiguity. I mean, people come with completely different impressions. Isn't that true? Like,
it is. Interpretations. Ooh, that's the ambiguity of art, right?
Yeah.
Is people want to be certain about, ooh, well, what does that interpret? And they're like, and then people want to think they know, but it's like, as an artist, however you're moved by the piece is what your soul needs to be stirred with, right? And who's
to
say?
Can you imagine somebody telling you their perception of it and you saying, no, that's wrong. That is not the story.
I've had that. I've had, like, in certain pieces or something, they'll be like, oh, I, blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm like, oh, damn. Wow. I didn't go there. But it was beautiful because that person was moved. And then sometimes people miss the whole point, and then you'll have that one that got it. Like, I had this piece I did years ago, and it was about abuse. And this woman, it was like, ding, ding. I'm like, oh, she got that. Because it was very subtle. It was very subtle in the piece. So there is that push and pull, that give and take, that rest and wrestling with ambiguity and certainty, isn't there? What are your thoughts? What are your calls to action to help me along the way, Mary?
I think number one, there's no clear line between them.
Yeah. And it's ambiguous.
That's an ambiguous line. Okay, so what are we challenging our second story visitors, viewers to do this week?
My challenge is, I'm going to take it from my perspective and where I am, and I'm going to challenge you to find safety within yourself in an uncertain place in your life. It may not be as ambiguous as you think it is, or it actually might be more ambiguous than you think it is, but that's all okay. You can just let go and it's just finding that safety within who you are. And that takes work. It just takes sitting a minute and listening to yourself and understanding if you're going outside to find that certainty, or you can find it within yourself, because you have it. You have that certainty within you that you can do it, whatever it is, right?
Yep. And let that thing that you've been hanging on to unravel a little bit.
Yes. And we can all be more like Mary and get curious about the, I love that. It's like, get curious about it. It's like, oh, what is this telling me? Oh, what, why am I a little having a tick here?
Why am I hanging on so tight?
Yes.
Hey, do you have your clicker clacker thingy today?
I do. It's right here too. I got extra prepared for it today. So we just want to thank you for joining us today. We want to thank you for riding along in this ambiguous journey of ours. This podcast.
It really is ambiguous.
And share your second story. Sharing your second story and even if you aren't certain what it looks like or what it's supposed to be, just get curious about it and share it with us, because we want to hear from you too. And to keep going, we want you to share, like, subscribe, do all the things that you know what to do to be certain that we'll be here next week, right? I'm just kidding. Oh my God. So let's work on allowing the unravel. Oh God, that just makes, I don't even like to say it. Where I am today, where I am today. And one day I'll tell you all the stories, because it's just a little, it's a lot right now. It's a lot. So, but it will unravel itself. So we want to encourage you. You want to say it, Mary?
No matter where you are in your life, whatever you're doing, you can always take two on your life.